At the Chrysalis Foundation studio on a narrow alley near 5th and Folsom, Chris Forster designs and plays one-of-a-kind original acoustic instruments, like this one, the glass dance, and a rotating circular harp called the chrysalis.
This instrument is tuned after my voice. I listen to my own voice, the intonation of my own voice, and then I tune instruments in favor of that.
But as condos and office towers began to rise around him, it got harder and harder to hear what he was doing.
The main sound is hammer. Every guy on the block had a hammer.
Simple hammer soon gave way to something far more invasive. Forster and his wife Heidi say it became impossible to work.
When you're dealing with very fine acoustic sound and fine acoustic music, you have to have a space of complete quietude.
That they did not. So they launched a Kickstarter campaign to soundproof their studio, raising $36,000 in just 6 weeks. They filled in skylights, built thick new walls, and sealed their space against the sonic gentrification that surrounds them.
This has always been a sanctuary, and it's even more so now. You step in and close the doors, and the modern world, the busyness, the craziness ceases, and it's once again a place for discovery and for creative and artistic pursuits.
It was a miracle. Very simple.
In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.